is time once again for another edition of the critically acclaimed, award-winning Square and the Round podcast. Chris Kelly here. I'm square. There's BB Shea. He's round.
What's up?
We're just sitting here just gabbing, you know, just get into it. Let's just do it. You saw some movies this weekend, you said?
My parents went out of town.
My wife went out of town.
We should have got together.
Why didn't we?
Why did we hang out?
My God, all I did was play pickleball five straight days.
All I did was watch movies and eat. That's all I did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have to tell you. Now, I love my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much. And she went out of town, and I was just like, am I going to play pickleball? Yeah,
of course.
I am. And then my daughter's like, you want to go to the pool? I said, yeah, I do. Let's just go do it, you know?
It's amazing.
Just go. Now, I love her. I'm glad she's back.
Yes.
Sure, but man.
I bet that time away was, you needed that. That's good for the relationship, I think.
I think it's great for the relationship. Yes. What a great way to put it. That's great for the relationship. So you saw that movie that I had already seen called Snack Shack.
Yes.
You liked it.
Very good. It was paced. I didn't know how to feel through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would go to a dramatic scene, then cut to a funny scene really quick. It was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I did too. It's about a couple of teenagers who ran a Snack Shack in 1991 at a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very little known. You have to rent it, but it was really good.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, though. Yeah. And this weekend I was at the pool, and I saw Snack Shack like over there, and I was like, oh, man, that just takes
and
me back.
Just raking it in.
The only thing, I won't even say it's a criticism, but the kids in the movie are 14, and it seemed like they should be like 17.
That's what I'm thinking.
They were really
young.
I think the reason they wrote them as 14 is because they wanted to make them walk to the pool because they had to drag
them.
But I would have probably said, well, we can't afford a car or something.
Because
they were really doing stuff that at 14 is like, my God. You know?
And probably one of the best sex scene interruptions I've ever seen in my entire
life. These two get very close to having sex.
Yes.
It's about to be really hot, and somebody walks in, and it's a pivotal part of the movie,
too.
Yes,
it is, yes.
Made me cry.
Yes, I didn't know what the hell was getting ready to go on.
I've not gotten it before. I'll cry.
I actually did call what happened.
Oh, you did?
I said earlier in the movie, that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it did, so.
It's a real shocker.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're that close to sex, especially at a young age, and you don't get, that's why I cried.
Yeah.
I cried there.
Not because of what happened.
Not because of what happened. There's a big turning point. Did you? Yeah, he got major cock blocked by his dad. And then it's like, oh my gosh. Anyway, that's that movie. That's called Snack Shack, if you're interested. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
I just saw this day and thought it was interesting for you. If you could see, like, as soon as you die and go to heaven, the stats of your life, how many times you sneezed, how many times you did this, that, what happened here, there. Would you want to see it, and what would you look at first?
Oh, yes.
Well, I would, too. I'd want the inside numbers.
I want to know how much money I spent on food.
Mm.
That's first and foremost.
Wouldn't it be nice? Somebody said this to me recently about money. What if you just had all the money that you've spent through the years on just nonsensical,
stupid stuff like
bubble gum or you know, stuff you don't need, a candy bar here and there. If instead of buying a $2 candy bar and a Coke, if you just put it aside in some envelope somewhere, you'd have thousands of dollars.
Yeah, 100%.
God, that's disappointing, you know?
I feel that way like on delivery fees, convenience fees, just stuff to make my life easier. You know, the money that I put towards that is exponential.
I think it's because I'm older than you. Many people do it, but I never pay delivery fees. Like DoorDash is not even a thing to me. Do you use it? It's not even a thing to me. We've probably talked about this.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And especially, like, it was never around, but when we were growing up, we wished it was around, and now it's here. It's like, I got to use it. I got to take advantage
of it. You know, I remember once when I was a kid, I was on yearbook staff. I mean, I was pretty popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, they wanted me. They were desperate for me. So I was on yearbook staff, whatever. And in the summer, we had to sell ads. So we were walking around downtown Asheboro, North Carolina, where I'm from. And it was like a group of us, and two of us were in one street, and two of us were probably a few miles over, but we were walking. And we needed to get in touch with the other group so badly. And I remember somebody saying, God, if there was only a phone.
Yeah.
And of course, I thought to myself, I wonder if there ever will be. And of course, now there is.
Yeah.
And I wish there wasn't.
Do you know? Okay. I got you. See, like, I don't think I've gone through a big sea change in my life like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Maybe my age has gone through way more than yours.
Yeah.
I remember no internet. I remember no cell phone.
See,
I remember no cell phone,
but I really wasn't like, you know, but I know most of my life with it than without it.
Yeah, the Gen Zs, of course, they've never known a life
without phones, the cell phone or the internet,
the smartphone, and that's a big deal because that was a huge sea change. Yeah. So you'd want to know how much money you've wasted and
how
spent
much money
on food.
I've wasted and spent on food. Mm-hmm. Probably how many hours I've just spent on my phone doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
I think that would be something interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe how many calories I've ingested. That would be fun.
You're very into into that. Yeah. That
I mean, that's a big part of my life.
You know where I go to the gym? They track every day. It says you burned so and so calories, like 500 calories, while at the gym. Because you wear a little thing that tells you your heart rate and that kind of stuff. So I can look at how many classes I've taken and how many calories I've burned, all told.
Yeah,
it's over a million. I mean,
really,
that's what it says. Yeah, I mean,
like over your entire life.
This is since I joined the gym. Yeah. I have been to so many classes, and the calories I've burned. I got it right here. As a matter of fact, it's one. Let me look at it. Calories burned 1,332,631. That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. That's pretty.
And how long of a span is that?
5 years that I've been going there, but that's only at class time. You know, that's only
That's pretty substantial.
Yeah, well, yeah. This year, 102,616 calories. That's this year's 102,616.
What would you want to see as far as your stats when you get to heaven?
Something sexual,
of course.
Yeah. But if they compared the amount of times I have had sex with the amount of times like my friends have, I would be so far behind.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh man, it would really just make me feel bad.
I got you.
Honestly, at the end of the day.
I mean, I think that's like, what could you really go up there and want to see that would make you feel good?
Yeah.
Like how many good deeds you've done?
I would kind of like to see let's say you died at 95.
Yeah.
I would like to see like how close did I come to death?
That would be good.
At 40, you know.
I would want to know like how many people I've met.
That's a good one.
Like how many people like I knew or like came in contact with. That would be fun.
There was a few years ago, a couple got married and they were going back or they were getting married and they were looking through old photos for their wedding. And the guy in the relationship had a picture of him taken at Disney World when he was about 8 and she was in the background. And they didn't meet.
Word.
They met when they were in college. And so it was like such a weird thing. So it's like, was I ever in the room with somebody who eventually was very famous?
That would be cool.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, was there ever a point where a near brush with, you know, if I'd left the house 1 minute earlier, I would have had a car accident.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Something similar to that I was asked recently. Do you think you've ever like met somebody who's killed somebody?
I do.
Like, not like.
Oh, not like in
unintentionally,
war.
Unintentionally. Like intentionally. Like.
Maybe
kill the guy.
Maybe I definitely think it's
kill
possible. Yeah. Do you think so?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a strange thing to think about.
I've been to a few places where I've been like, there's definitely somebody who's killed somebody in this place.
I walk around places now and think, what am I going to do when somebody whips out a gun in here?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be in Costco, be like, I'm on my, I'm going to do anything. Like
of course,
run for the door.
What do you do in that situation? Like, I know you've had that thought, but like, what's your plan?
Well, I really do. I mean, I've had people tell me, and I've seen these shows after bad things have happened, like shootings, that it's run, hide, fight. So the first thing you do is run out the door if you can.
Yeah.
If you can't, then you hide or play dead. And then if you have to, you fight.
That's my move. I'm a play dead guy.
You play dead?
Yeah. Catch up. Just play dead.
Well,
the catch up
good thing for you is you'll have ketchup on you already. You've got ketchup on your shirt right now. That's what's so easy.
That's why,
for you.
Yeah, I just drip it on me just in case. You know?
And, I mean, you're good to lay down. You probably fall asleep.
I probably would. Dead guy snoring right there.
Oh my God!
Did I shoot him already?
My God! Don't shoot him. Jeez.
He's at it bad enough.
Even
as
I feel
it is.
Bad for him. Jeez, don't shoot him. What did you think of the Trump verdict? Were you into it?
No, man.
No.
No. And I feel bad about it. I do, and I don't feel bad about it.
I feel like
I should be able to speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. All I know is that he was found guilty of 34.
Yes. It's such a problem because anybody who's a Trump supporter says, what BS, it's crap, I'm going to vote for him anyway. I've already heard that.
Yeah.
And when you say, like, you know, we had an attorney on the radio show the other day, and of course she was like, these are illegal things, and his attorneys were bad. I got multiple emails saying she has no idea what she's talking about. It's like, well, how do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, you're not an attorney, and people, like, if you watch the very biased newscast toward Trump, you're going to think one thing, and if you're biased against him, you think the other thing. I can't stand it.
Here's one thing that's kind of related to it that I did see that I did agree with. Somebody said if Trump, now that he is a felon, right?
Yeah.
If he is able to run for president and become president, that felons should not be listed on anybody's record when they're trying to get a job for the future.
Because he can get a job doing
that. Yeah, if he can get a job as a felon as the president, I feel like other felons should be able to get jobs as easy as he can.
Well, we know he's a felon, though. We have to vote for him. We have to put him in office.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, if he's allowed to run, which I'm sure he still will be able to, and he is allowed to be president, I feel like that should make it easier for felons now to get
jobs. So you would say, let's say this. If you're hiring, if you own a company and somebody is a convicted felon and somebody else is pretty much equally qualified, wouldn't you hire the non-convicted felon?
True, but I don't think it should be have to be listed on their record.
But isn't it, what I'm saying is, isn't it listed on President Trump's record? We know.
Yes, it is.
So then why would you not? I mean, you want to know the facts about everybody.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, why shouldn't it be listed?
I guess it should not be.
Trump can hide it.
True. But like I feel maybe I'm not just saying that right, but any roadblocks that a felon goes through, I don't know the life of a felon. I don't know what goes on with that.
Yeah.
But any roadblocks that they have to go through to get a job and maintain a job as a felon, I feel like those shouldn't exist anymore.
So if I'm own a sub sandwich place, like my kid works at Jersey Mike's, and I'm hiring a new chef, you don't think I would have, and a year earlier he's been a convicted felon and he's done 6 months in prison and come out, you don't think I deserve to know that?
I think you should deserve to know that. I mean, I think that's pivotal information.
Well, that's what you're saying. That should
be. But I don't know, maybe I just didn't, that idea though, I think it makes sense to me.
That you shouldn't have to put it on there. Well, it seems like if I'm hiring for a job to hire someone, especially someone who's 23 years old, if you committed armed robbery at 18 in a sandwich shop and I'm hiring for a sandwich shop and you did 4 years in jail, I'd kind of let everyone know that. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair enough. I got you.
I mean, eventually, I mean, after 25 years or something, maybe you could say, well, I did it when I was 19 and now I'm 50. You know, that's different.
I feel like this should serve as some sort of benchmark for something.
Because
I
he's going to wind up being president.
Because if he becomes the president as a convicted felon, I just think that's
he's not going to be president. I've said this
time. You
don't
think so?
No. Okay. And I think people say, oh, this makes him stronger. He's getting a lot of donations and money. But I don't believe it'll make him stronger. In fact, I think independents who may have voted for him now look at him and go, well, now he is a felon. I'm not going to vote for that. No, I think he's got a real ceiling on how many people will vote for him. It didn't work for him last time.
True.
And
true.
Of course, he claims stolen. I don't think he can get there. I mean, I don't think he would have gotten there even without the felony conviction.
I'm not asking you who you voted for. I would never ask that. But would that affect your decision on who you would vote for?
Yeah. If somebody's been convicted of a crime, it would. I mean, if this sticks with him, and you know, he'll appeal it and all that kind of stuff. But I think that's a bit. And to me, this was I kept hearing this was the least of all the charges. This was like the worst charges they had against the one that was least likely to be proven. Yeah, I think I just don't want that kind of chaos in the Oval Office.
I agree. It kind of dams the thing a little
and
bit.
And I think and this election probably would be close or will be close, but I think that enough people are going to see that and go, that does, you know.
Because
I
think the person representing the country should be somebody with a clean record, honestly.
I do too.
I know that it's not, you can be a felon and be president at the same time. I don't think that should be the case.
You think he should be eliminated now?
Yes.
He's not allowed to run.
And that's nothing against him. That would be the case for anybody. If the same thing happened to Joe Biden.
Well, I get you, but it seems like you're saying two different things. I mean, 5 minutes ago you said
changed my idea on that.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I know that sounds very hypocritical of what I just said.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not explaining myself right, and I think there's a better way to explain that.
I guess what you're saying is, look, if he can run for president, why can't this guy work at the sub
shop? That's basically what I mean.
I think you should know the facts. Now, I mean, if we want to vote for him, it is America. We can vote, but I don't like it. I mean, you can't be president, like Arnold Schwarzenegger can't be president because he wasn't born here.
True.
Now this guy's been convicted of a felony.
Yeah.
Should he be allowed to? I'm okay with him running. I don't think he's going to win. Yeah. I've told you I don't think he's going to win.
I'm not going to look at the comments on this video this week.
You're going to get a lot of...
It's going to be constantly, what an idiot. Why are you talking about this? I know I shouldn't be talking about this.
You didn't pay attention to it.
I don't know what's going on.
Did you pay attention to the Caitlin Clark knockdown?
Oh, golly, yes.
What do you
think?
That was pretty bad.
I thought it was pretty rough. I get both sides of it. I really do.
What are the sides? So one woman says, hey, that's just ball. Well, I mean, Caitlin Clark said that's just basketball. She didn't think it was that out of line.
But, you know,
seemed like a really hard foul to me.
It did seem like a foul. It was an unnecessary foul.
For no reason. The ball went near her.
She was running her mouth the play before. Caitlin Clark was. As she
runs
does,
her mouth.
She runs her mouth a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that it happened. Mm. But I think that if it would have been anybody else in any other situation, nobody would have said anything.
We had a comment today. We talked about it on the radio show. And the comment from the caller was, why are Caitlin Clark's teammates not gathering around her? Like, if Patrick Mahomes gets smacked upside the head, every lineman goes over and takes a piece of the guy that did it.
Absolutely.
Where are Caitlin Clark's teammates in that
situation?
That's
a good question. And I wonder if this has ever been a thing in the WNBA
before.
That's
the whole thing's new.
Yes.
New to the WNBA. They've
never had anybody of this stature
in
the WNBA.
Right.
And who can potentially change the game this much.
Yes.
And I think that I get it from the other player's standpoint. Like, look, I've been in the league a minute. You're not going to come in here and I'm better than you, so I got to stand my ground.
Well, I think that's the mentality of a lot of the players there. It's like, why is this girl getting all this publicity?
Yeah.
We've been here. This is our league. But at the same time, I mean, she has – they've got things like private planes now where they didn't before.
And I understand how good she is for the league too. But
she's good for the league. She better play well. I mean, it's been a pretty rough start.
I was saying this to somebody. The WNBA needs a Wilt Chamberlain.
To dominate.
They need somebody to go out there and score 60 points a game.
I think they saw that in her because of the way she dominated college.
Yes.
But it's a different ballgame.
It's a completely different
ballgame. I don't care really anything about the WNBA. I've never watched a single WNBA game, including with Caitlin Clark. I've seen 5 minutes of WNBA basketball ever. But I think if they want the shine to continue on the WNBA and to get ratings, she better have a really good season, and so far she has.
Well, she just scored 7 points last night.
I know.
But she was averaging 40 in college.
And
I know it's a different game, but they've never had anybody to transcend sport.
Right. And in this, that's a very good way to put it, because every single sport seems to have those two or three people that are transcendent players at all times.
And they've never – and I know it's a short – I know they haven't been alive long. I know that the league hasn't been around. But still, if you want it to grow, you have to have – somebody. They got to come see somebody.
I think – and right now they're coming to see her.
Yes.
But if you give it a season and a half of her averaging 10 points a game, then it's not going to last long.
Yeah.
I know. I really like her, and I think it's tough for her because all those expectations of being the first ever transcendent player, and she hasn't lived up to it yet.
No.
I mean,
there's room. Maybe, she's 10 games, 11 games
and
in, maybe?
It's early, and, you know, she's doing okay, but it's not like she's come in and averaged 35 points.
Exactly.
A game,
I mean, LeBron came in the league and was averaging 20. You know what I mean?
Immediately. Yeah. I think he may have averaged more than that.
Probably
so. I mean, Jordan, his rookie season, we're comparing her to the all-time greats.
Yeah.
But almost every year, I mean, Steph Curry as a rookie was unbelievable. There are this guy in Minnesota.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is, you know, unbelievable.
But,
and it hasn't happened
yet.
But
that's what the WNBA needs.
And is there another player that is doing that? We just don't know her name. I don't think so.
No, absolutely. Because we would know.
Yeah.
Well, if there was a WNBA player averaging 40 points a game, we would know about it.
But there have been really good WNBA players, but I've never paid attention to the WNBA.
No, absolutely.
I have not. Are you happy with this NBA final?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I think Boston will win.
Do you?
I do. I like Luka Doncic. I like what they're doing in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's their time yet.
Maybe not.
I think Boston it's their time.
They have they're kind of like Connecticut in college. They're really just strong at every position. I feel like Dallas is going to win.
Really?
I don't know why. I like Luka. I think
he's great. No. Yeah. It is upsetting me that people are saying that Luka is Kyrie's best teammate of all time.
Over LeBron?
Yeah. Which I don't know if people are just saying that to piss me off or if they actually believe it. Well, I'm a LeBron, but that's just stupid to say regardless.
That Luka is better than LeBron.
Right now. Yes.
And I can't say that.
No.
Can't say that just yet. No.
Does he have potential? Maybe. Do I think he will be? No.
Do you think Kobe belongs in the best player ever discussion?
No.
You don't?
No.
You paid attention? I don't either.
No.
I had somebody recently tell me they thought he deserved at least to be in the conversation of best player
ever. No, I don't think that Kobe was ever – there might have been a 1 or 2 year span.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kobe was ever the best player in the league.
Because of – he had Jordan.
Because of LeBron and Jordan. And because there were years when LeBron wasn't winning MVPs that he wasn't winning MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was that span in like 2001, 2002, 2003 where it was like Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Steve Nash, those dudes. And Kobe, you know, while he has five championships, he had Shaq on his team for three of them.
He did.
You know, well, yeah. He had a lot of help. And I'm not taking anything away from Kobe. I think he's amazing. But he, I don't ever really think that, it wasn't until he died that people started paying attention to him.
Well, maybe.
And but, I really think as far as the best
ever goes.
Yes.
That was your best ever. You know, there's it's Jordan, LeBron, and I do hear Kareem a lot now.
Kareem's up there, I think. Yeah.
He's, I mean, he was an unbelievable. Yeah. Because in the wake of the Bill Walton death, they were talking about Kareem just being right up there as one of the best all time. Which, I mean, he absolutely – you could probably put him up there because he scored all those points. And when you needed you needed 35 points, he got them. I did hear someone say that when Luka – when they had that game six against the – game five against Minnesota after they'd lost one – they were like, he'll probably get 35 points like he did. You know? And immediately he put that game away. I mean, he had 20 points in the first 9 minutes and it was over.
And I think he's great. I think he will be great. Mm-hmm. I just don't know about, like, I think the thing about Jordan and the thing about LeBron, where they were generational, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know about generational for Luka.
Do you think it's because, and I say the same about Jokic, since they're European, we just don't know how to take them as much. They're not household names until
true.
Now, I
guess.
Something different now about it, you know, that they're not from America.
They play the game differently.
They do.
And it's
look
good
different.
And it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're slow.
Yeah.
They're not explosive players.
They're not.
And I think as Americans, we want that that run to the basket, yam it over five people. Luka doesn't do that.
No, Anthony Edwards.
Luka is all finesse.
I mean, Anthony Edwards is more,
yes,
much
absolutely.
More athletic.
John Morant's the same way.
Yeah, but the Jokic and the Doncic of the world, it's like, they don't.
Half
look
of the
same.
Shots that Nikola Jokic makes, I think, are lucky.
It's unbelievable.
His ability to make a crappy shot look good is insane.
He does. He's probably the best player right now.
Maybe.
I mean, he's really good for Denver, even though they got knocked out, of course. Yeah. Do you care anything about it all about the Stanley Cup Finals?
No.
You don't care
ever
about
since
hockey.
Carolina got out, I really
don't care
stopped
about
paying
hockey,
attention.
Yeah.
No.
I enjoy hockey.
I watch it from time to time, but I don't know.
My son hates it. He's telling me there's not enough scoring, but I do enjoy it.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to, the U.S. Open.
Oh,
are you going? I know you said you might go.
No, I never go anywhere. No, I thought about it.
That's a bummer.
You're going to the U.S.
Open. Yeah, going Sunday.
You're going on Sunday.
Going on Sunday.
For the golf at Pinehurst.
For the Pinehurst U.S. Open,
I have been. I was there when, I told you, when
Payne Stewart
made the
putt. That was forever ago.
99, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he died 4 months later. He
That's
died.
Crazy.
He died in October. Yeah. And Mickelson was his playing partner. I followed them the whole way. Do you know what somebody's? They went to the Masters. You could do this now if you really wanted to. Well, you can't. You can't at the U.S. Open. But he went to the Masters. Got there really early on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was the final round. And so he followed. It turned out to be Tiger Woods because Tiger was one of the the first groups off.
Yeah.
He was in last place. Mm-hmm. So he followed him all 18 holes so he could see all 18 holes. Now it's 12:30. He has lunch, and then he goes and picks a spot like to sit on the 18th to watch.
Them. That's a good idea.
I like that.
I think that's a great idea.
If you could do that, if you could work your way there, make a strategy.
I got to figure. I mean, it's 2 weeks away. I got to figure that out.
You know, the when I went in '99, it was chilly. It was like 60 degrees and rain and just misting.
I wish it was like that.
It could probably be 90. I mean, I expected it to be 90. We had to wear. If you see that Payne Stewart. But he had like an over jacket on, and he had cut off the sleeves. We watched him cut off the sleeves because they were bothering him. Yeah, and he anyway, he fashioned that and made it unbelievable.
I'm excited about it, man.
Now we have our that's very exciting.
Yeah,
our top five here. And by the way, the chicken salad is very good there at Pinehurst.
Is it?
I've had it. Yeah, we should do a top five chicken salad.
Salad? I don't like salad.
You know, but it's chicken salad.
It's the same thing. I don't like it.
Chicken salad sandwich?
No.
You won't eat chicken salad sandwich?
No, I won't eat chicken salad, egg salad, potato salad.
You won't eat salad?
No, absolutely
nothing
not.
Creamy?
No, nothing. That's weird to me.
You like slaw? You like slaw?
I like a slaw, but like as an accoutrement.
Yeah.
But like that's it on the sandwich? Absolutely not.
You won't have a chicken salad sandwich?
Hell no. You couldn't pay me to eat a chicken salad sandwich.
What will you have,
sandwich.
A burger or a dog?
Yeah, a burger or a dog. Maybe some chips.
All right. I saw a woman at, I don't even know, I saw it online, and she was at a baseball game, Yankees or something. I don't even know where she was, but she took her hot dog and hollowed out the inside of it and used it like a straw to drink her beer.
Yeah,
you seen that?
I saw that.
You see that move?
It's genius. I love it.
God.
I like that. You get the saltiness of the dog coming up with the drink. Hell yeah.
She licked all the mustard off of it. Then she put a straw right through it.
I got to make her my wife. Wow.
There's a hole. Yeah.
That's hot.
Well, she's in her 60s, but I think you could probably
work that out.
You
could probably make a play for her. Hell yeah.
Our top five this week, movie related as well. Yes. I like this because it's summertime now. It's top five road trip movies, best roadie movies where you go on, you have two people or whatever going on a long road trip. So have you seen a lot of those?
I like a road trip movie. I think a road trip movie makes for a great movie. And doing little research on this, you realize how many there are. So
I couldn't believe it. I looked up, you know, best road trip movies, and I picked my five that I like the best. There's a ton out there.
There are.
And they're very good, usually. I mean, it can be really good. So what is your number five?
My number five is Little Miss Sunshine.
That's a good movie. I like it.
Little Miss Sunshine. They have to go across the... It's not even that far. They travel in their van to a to a Miss whatever pageant.
Yeah.
Hilarious dude. Like Alan Alda or Alan Arkin, I think that's his name. Yeah. One of the best performances, I think.
Very good. He won Best Supporting Actor.
That's right. He did. Yeah.
And recently died. He beat Eddie Murphy, who was up. Eddie Murphy was the favorite for Dreamgirls.
For Dreamgirls.
And lost. And when Eddie Murphy lost, I heard he walked out of the Oscar.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's very angry about that.
But no, Little Miss Sunshine, I think, is one of. I think it's a very underrated, underappreciated.
It is
movie.
Good. I've only seen it one time. The girl in it's good. The little girl. It's very well done. Yeah. Little Miss Sunshine. That's good. Do you consider The Hangover a road trip movie? I don't. It may be on your top five. I thought about it.
It's not in my top five. But I don't. I guess you could consider.
I don't know about
that.
It's just a drive to Vegas, but it all takes part in Vegas. It's. I mean, almost all of it is in Vegas. I wouldn't put it on there. I like Sideways. That's my number five.
Okay.
You ever see it?
Never saw it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, that's one you'd really like. Yeah. The first time I saw it, I did not like it, and I didn't get all the hype around it because I saw it in the theater. That's Paul Giamatti, who you love. Wow.
I know. I love Paul Giamatti, and I haven't seen it.
Boy, you really need to see that. I predict you would see it and go like, my God, it's a 10. Okay. I mean, it's really.
I loved it. Alexander Payne is one of my favorite directors. I love it.
How did you miss this?
I don't know. I don't know why I never saw it.
And that guy from Wings is in it. Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah.
And the woman from Grey's Anatomy is in it. I don't know if you know her.
Not sure.
Sandra Oh. Anyway.
Oh, Sandra. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's very good. I mean, there's a sex scene in it that's like, wow.
Mind blowing.
No, in a bad way. Bad way. I mean, it's like two regular looking people having sex.
Yeah.
Like what we look like.
Which is not fun to watch at all.
No. And then I will tell you, you will see full frontal nudity of a man in this movie.
Is it Paul Giamatti?
Boy, it comes out of nowhere and you're like, my God. All right. So Sideways is five. What do you have it for?
Number four, Chef.
Saw it, loved it. Great movie.
Dude, there's no conflict in that movie.
Yeah.
And it's still perfect.
It is really good.
And I love the whole food aspect of it, driving from across the country, just selling Cuban sandwiches. It's fun. It's feel good, man. I love it.
He used Twitter to say where he would be.
Absolutely.
And he sold the Cuban sandwiches, and it makes you hungry by the end of it.
Did you see the grilled cheese scene? The grilled cheese scene in that movie may be the greatest scene of food of all
time.
When
I make a grilled cheese sandwich, I try to make
it like
that.
Is that how you do it?
I try.
Precision?
You can't make it like that. Bucket List is number four. I love
it. Oh, what a great movie.
I love Bucket List.
Bucket List is fantastic.
I love it. My mom loved it, and it was, I thought it was fantastic.
A great combo of Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Yes. And everything about it I loved. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great, if you don't know, they make the list of things they're going to do before they die because they both have cancer and it's asymptomatic, and they're two totally unlikely people to be on a road trip together. I loved it. Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Forget it. Fantastic.
Is that a road trip movie?
Well, I think so because they go from place to place. They're in a plane a lot, though. I think they're all over the country. I thought about it. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
But I gave it to it because they were going from place to place to see different things. So I'm going to go with road trip movie.
Number three for me is Borat.
I don't like him.
You don't like Sacha Baron Cohen?
No. I think he's wildly overrated. And while I thought there were some good scenes in that movie, I don't think I loved it as a whole. I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
I don't like him. I kept hearing how great he was when he was, Ali G?
Ali G, yeah.
And I did not find that very funny. And sometimes I can't understand what he's saying.
Okay.
But I love the scene where he uses the bathroom at somebody's, some rich woman's house. He puts it in a bag and brings it back out.
Yeah, and Briggs is like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I find him, what is he doing now? Has he done anything lately?
No, he hasn't done anything lately.
I didn't think so.
No.
I mean, I will give him credit. He was totally different. That Ali G show was really different. I respect it. I never loved it.
He made another Borat and got Rudy Giuliani in some trouble.
Yes, yes.
Which was amazing, the fact that he could do that.
That is pretty incredible. Yeah. I mean, he'll cut in with politicians like in real life.
Like Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Like he had Rand Paul in like a hotel room in one yes. show trying to like have sex with him. And he was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. And Rand Paul, like,
I'm sorry, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul yeah. stops it from being,
yeah.
he wants to be out of it. All that stuff. That's yeah. right. Yeah. That's really, I mean, I give him a lot of credit.
How he
for
gains
that.
Access to these people is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how he does that. That's incredible.
And like just the idea of a foreigner in America, yeah. like mm-hmm. traveling from part to part is hilarious
yeah.
to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I never liked it. And I don't like him. But enough. I give him credit yeah. for those kinds of things. Yeah. Number three, I like National Lampoon's Vacation. I love it.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Never saw it, man.
Classic. Chevy Chase, Christie Brinkley, of course, Beverly D'Angelo, yeah. the kids, Anthony Michael Hall. I'll tell you what, it's. I saw it when I was young and didn't understand some of the references. There's yeah. some really scathing stuff in
there. I need to watch that because I good. Just saw Christmas Vacation for the first time like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
It was okay.
It's not
good.
It was
weird.
It's not very good.
Very weird.
You need to see the first one.
Okay.
People love Christmas Vacation. I think it's become the favorite of the vacations, and I never yeah. understand why. Now, I only saw that one once in the theater. I haven't seen it yeah. since. But every year people say, "What? Yeah, it's a classic." Yeah. I didn't find it very no. good when I saw it.
No.
Now, the original Vacation is really funny, okay. I think.
I'll
I
mean, have to check that out. Like,
all right, try it. All right, what's number two?
Dumb and Dumber.
Never saw it. Don't Damn. Care to see it.
Do Damn, not, dude.
Not a huge Jim Carrey fan.
That's wild.
I feel like that movie would not. I think if I saw it, I would not like it.
See, I switched. This was originally my number one, but I switched it with my number two.
Mm-hmm.
It's the funniest movie ever made. I will stand by that statement. It's the funniest
movie
ever made.
I highly think I would disagree.
If you could don't question my credibility on that whole Trump felon thing earlier.
How could we not?
Question my credibility on this. Dumb and Dumber is the funniest movie ever made.
Man, I cannot imagine I would walk out of that thinking
like,
that.
And that's the crazy thing. It's like you take somebody like Jeff Daniels, like a very revered, serious actor,
yes.
and he killed it in this. Like, yep. who thought this dude could be funny?
I'm not an enormous Jim Carrey fan. I've never liked him that much.
Did you see The Truman Show?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like The Truman
Show? I did not like The Truman Show.
Well, you'll probably dislike this one, too.
I didn't like The Truman Show. I thought that was a big waste of time. I didn't like Mask. Is he in The Mask?
The Mask, yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
This is Jim Carrey at his best, okay. which means nothing to you.
Well, I never saw Ace Ventura. I didn't see
those. I never saw those either.
Okay. What did I like him in? I liked him in Liar Liar, which I thought was pretty funny, as a lawyer. I might see it, but I've gone a long time without seeing it, and most people tell me I wouldn't like it because they know me. Yeah. I don't like really lowbrow stuff. Is that really lowbrow?
It's the lowest of the lowbrow.
Then I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to
like
that.
It's extremely
lowbrow. Probably
low
I don't like Borat. I don't
maybe,
like that.
Maybe so. But Borat is redeeming. Like, there's some fun. Yes. There's some smart comedy in there.
I don't know
there,
if this
there's
is
no. It's stupid,
then
but
I'm
that's what
gonna,
makes it
then
funny.
Then I'm not going to like it. I don't like stupid comedy. I never have been a fan of that.
You gotta live, man.
I don't like stupid comedy. I don't like cringy stuff either. That's another reason I don't like Borat. Okay. I don't like that. When I look at it and everybody's uncomfortable, I don't care.
Yeah,
for
this
that.
Isn't cringy. It's just
stupid. I don't like stupid very much.
You should have taken an edible while your wife was out of town and watched Dumb and Dumber.
Well, that'd be the way
I'd
have to watch it.
Okay.
Number two, I put Almost Famous, which I love.
Wonderful.
I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'll call it a road trip movie because they're on the road.
Yes.
I mean,
no, I would consider that a road trip movie.
And I think it's fantastic. Yes. I think it's great on every level. Music, comedy, drama, every
one of the best needle drops
loved
in movies
it.
Of all time
loved
with Tiny Dancer.
Yes.
Yes.
God, yes. Oh, Tiny Dancer, fantastic movie. All right, what's your best road trip movie?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I haven't seen it, and I know I would hate it. I mean, isn't it stupid, too?
Sure, I
isn't
guess.
I haven't seen it. I can't
guess.
Comment.
It's stupid. Like, it's just the like as a guy, when you're just hanging out at the house and you want something good to eat and you'll do whatever it takes to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know why it just resonates with me for so much.
Well, it resonates with you.
Yes. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I'm intrigued to watch both Harold and Kumar and Dumb and Dumber.
If you could do a double feature of those two, that would be a fantastic afternoon.
I am surprised that those are your top two because I just feel like I've not seen them though, so I really can't comment.
Harold, very progressive too.
Mm-hmm,
progressive. Harold and Kumar. There's an Indian and a Korean who are the main characters of this big studio comedy,
yes,
which never happened, especially like in 2004 when it came out.
Right.
Is you know, you don't see that.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. It's lovable. It's just, it's a great movie. It's
if
a great experience.
If you say so. If you say so.
What would it take for you to watch Dumb and Dumber and Harold and Kumar?
I would watch them. I just, every time I start to do stuff like that, I think, I'm not going to do it. You know, I just always go back and watch stuff I've already seen. I'll watch a Law and Order or an old, I'll watch Titanic. Although I did watch Snack Shack, which I loved.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, I guess an extra day off, I would just do it.
These movies are better than Snack Shack.
Wow. Both the top two.
Yeah.
Better than Snack Shack.
Yeah. There's
my favorite movie. You want to talk about progressive. 1991, Thelma and Louise. Fine. I'll take your barbs. Loved every second of it.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Never saw it.
Well, you watch Thelma and Louise, and I'll watch Harold and Kumar.
Is that a bet?
By next week, should we do that? Thelma and Louise is a phenomenal movie.
I'll watch Thelma and Louise and Vacation.
Well, no, you know what you should watch? Thelma and Louise, well, and Sideways. I mean, those are the ones you
okay,
really...
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sideways you'll love. And I'll watch Harold and Kumar and Dumb and Dumber. Boy,
you're
I know...
You're so lucky.
Boy.
You're so lucky you get to watch these for the first time. I'm so jealous of you right now.
I feel like I'm not going to like either one of those movies.
You probably, but you're going to get enriched. Your life is going to be a little bit better because you saw them.
It's very likely a week from now I will not have watched those movies.
Oh,
we should give ourselves a month.
A month.
I just don't ever watch that kind of stuff. Dumb and Dumber and Harold and Kumar. All right.
Your boy's 18?
19. He's 19.
Has he ever seen any of those movies?
I don't think so.
I don't know if you need to watch them with your son.
He may have seen Dumb and Dumber. I thought about watching Snack Shack with my son.
You can watch Dumb and Dumber with your son. Harold Kumar gets a little raunchy.
It's more raunchy. Vacation's raunchy, believe me.
Okay.
I mean, there are lines in it. I don't even think you could put them in movies today, honestly. I'm not sure. Anyway, enjoy that.
I'm going to watch Thelma and Louise and Sideways by next week.
Well, I like this list because I think we had totally different movies on this.
That's for
good.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, anybody could enjoy that. Boy, it's a long one today, too. I think a lot of your Trump
My stupid Trump commentary.
That took some time
Yeah,
today.
I was off on
we had
that.
We had
My
to
apologies.
Unravel that.
I'm not a politic guy.
No. Remind me never to bring up politics again with you.
Yeah,
that was an interesting
probably not
thing.
A bad idea.
That's another square in the round. They may take our award away after this one.